HarperCollins and Harper Audio presents The Truth About Aaron, My Journey to Understand My Brother, by Jonathan Hernandez, read by Josh Bloomberg. Preface. To many, my younger brother, Aaron Joseph Hernandez, was a monster. I understand how some people could think he got the fate he deserved. He definitely caused destruction in my life, and I'm only now beginning to understand the meaning and impact of his actions. After Aaron was found guilty of murder, I found myself guilty by association, guilty of being his brother. In May 2015, a month after the jury delivered the verdict, I started going by Jonathan, my middle name, instead of DJ, as had always been known. I needed a new beginning. During one of my prison visits, I told Aaron about my name change. He understood why I wanted to do it, given the negative attention focused on him. Aaron and I talked on the phone at least once a week after his conviction. Over 1,000 miles apart, he in a Massachusetts prison and me in Iowa, I could still feel his smile through the phone. In prison, he sounded more at peace to me. He was beginning to overcome the inner demons he had been facing, demons that had been growing inside of him long before our father passed away in 2006. It was painful for both of us when I visited Aaron in person because of the restrictions on our interaction, the shackles on Aaron, and the plate of glass between us. Still, while serving his time, Aaron became more reflective and honest with himself about the mistakes he had made and the life he had once led. "DJ, please embrace life," he said to me during one visit. "Embrace all of what's right in front of you. Please embrace it like it could be gone forever. This is something I wish I would have done." Moments after he uttered these words, a corrections officer interrupted and said, "Time's up." Aaron had to report back to his cell. He hung up the phone, stood from his small metal stool, and placed his hand on the glass wall. "I love you, Dee," he said. I matched my palm against his. "I love you too, Aaron," I said. Aaron moved toward the exit door, where the officer awaited him. I walked along with him on the other side of the glass, maintaining eye contact, trying to hold on to our final moments together, before he vanished. Aaron was a star player for the New England Patriots when his NFL career was cut short by his 2013 arrest and 2015 conviction for the murder of Odin Lloyd. He ended his life 2 years later. According to prison officials, a corrections officer found Aaron in his cell at Sousa Baranowski Correctional Center in Lancaster, Massachusetts, at 3:03 a.m. on April 19, 2017, lifeless. He had tied a bedsheet around his neck and hung himself from the window bars. Cardboard had been shoved into the tracks of Aaron's door to prevent it from being opened, and shampoo had been spread across the floor to make it slippery. They also said that Aaron had a fresh cut on his right middle finger. On his forehead, he wrote John 3:16 in blood. He also smeared his blood on the page of the biblical passage that reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." At the time of his death, at 27, Aaron was 2 years into a life sentence with no chance of parole. 5 days earlier, he had been acquitted in a second trial for another murder outside a Boston nightclub a year before Lloyd was killed. I last spoke to my brother just 3 days before he died. Now I constantly replay the final time I heard his voice. I was 3 years older than Aaron. Growing up in Bristol, Connecticut, a city 20 miles southwest of Hartford, we were virtually inseparable. Many evenings we would race each other to the top of a big hill that crested on our street, and then, catching our breath, look down at the bright city lights below. Sitting together, we would laugh and talk about our dreams. There were frightening times, too. During childhood,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?